one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about the humanizing of animals. Have you heard about this? Well, we have an entertaining first part of the hour for you. Also, we're going to be talking about how to keep your brain healthy. And we'll see how much time we have for some other things. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Always a good place to be. And today's devotional, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in which we're instructed, for what man knows, the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God know no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak in not the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So if you want to know the mysteries of God, you've got to draw near to the Lord. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Well, let's see, first up in the quack report. Here it is, new technology. You know, if you go to the hospital, the doctor's office, you know, the nurse comes in and she maybe takes some blood from you, you know, for analysis or whatever. So this all and simple but important drawing of the blood and testing it, guess what? We're going to have robots that do that, according to some articles published in the Journal of Technology. That's right. New Jersey-based engineers have come up with this fully automated blood-drawing testing robot. Going to work much faster than humans can do in the lab. So this robot can, like, roam the halls of your hospital, get, you know, a message by wireless, and he'll zoom up the elevator to your room and take your blood and analyze it right there on the spot. So, you know, no tedious tasks. We have a robot that is a full-fledged laboratory. And guess what they refer to him as? The Holy Grail of blood testing. Okay, so, Frank, what does this mean? Well, let me just guess. We're not going to have nurse practitioners soon. We're not going to have hospital labs really soon. We're just going to have robots rolling around. Anyway, you know, it's just, you know, a lab kiosk on wheels. All right, moving along in the quack report. I know, you got to have fun. The FDA, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, signed some contracts for, get this, fresh human fetal cell tissue for the purposes of transplanting this tissue into mice. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit more detail in the first part of the show. They want to humanize mice with human tissue, humanizing mice, human fetal tissue used to make mice have human immune systems. They want mice to have human immune systems. And you probably say, well, what's that about? Well, we're going to talk about that. Don't you worry. And last but not least in the quack report, here it is. An apple a day keeps more than a doctor away. Apparently, this is some research on the round red fruit published in the British Medical Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal. They say it keeps wrinkles away. Research says that it's an anti-aging fruit. A Nurica apple, which is usually indigenous to southern Italy, they say is the best apple to get for that. I had a lot of antioxidants, takes the stress off your cells and prevents that premature aging. So if you want to look younger, have great skin, have a good bowel function with the apple pectin there going in there and the digestive system, then get some apples. Feel better, function better, and look better. There you go, apple a day. And you'll lose 10 pounds if you eat an apple a day over the course of a year. That's what they say. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, now I'm going to apologize up front here that some of this report may be a little bit on the macabre side, okay? Because the nature of what science is doing, it's just – so anyway, I apologize if anybody's eating. We're trying to talk about the humanizing of animals because in the last several decades, scientific research has been aggressively pursuing the advancement of medicine through creating a mix of animal and human cell lines. So what once would have been a crime against nature is now looked as an acceptable form of research. So it is so acceptable that it's become this multi-billion dollar industry. Now, to be clear, I'm not talking about what they call anthropomorphism, which is where pet owners identify human traits in their pets. That's not what we're talking about. I'm referring to science taking human cells and implanting them in animals. And for nearly 80 years, science has been using animal DNA to manufacture vaccines and therefore been corrupting human DNA with that. Now, some experts are stating that this is making it easier for, you know, animal diseases to infect humans. However, research insists that it's a necessary element to discover the cures for diseases. So we're going to take a look at this. I don't know, Frank, have you heard about this? I don't know. Some people have. Some haven't. You know, what used to be, you know, in secrecy offshore, you know, once, you know, where researchers were going offshore to do this stuff, now they're floating into the land laboratories doing this stuff. So grant money, and especially taxpayer money, is funding research some would prefer not to fund. So in August 2018, the FDA approved and signed contracts for the utilization of, quote, fresh human fetal tissue for the purpose of transplanting it into animals, specifically mice. But it was stressed that the tissue had to be fresh. So the goal, according to the research, and the FDA acknowledges this, is to humanize mice. And it was actually on their order form for the tissue for mice humanization. So the average person, you know, kind of hears this and says, why, right? What advantage could there be for taking tissue from murdered babies and putting it into mice? Well, science is stating it's part of the research to find cures to human diseases like diabetes. Well, here's what was listed on the contract for purchase. This is the purchase order, and this is from FDA July 25th, 2018. It says, fresh human tissue are required, and the said notice included, for implementation, into severely immune-compromised mice to create chimeric animals that have a human immune system, end of quote. All right, so if you are not familiar with the term chimeric, here's what science says it is. This is what it means. An animal chimera is a single organism that is composed of two or more different populations of genetically distinct cells that originated from different zeotypes. So the egg is fertilized by sperm, and it involves this sexual reproduction. And if the different cells have emerged from the same zeotype, then the organism is really called a mosaic. All right. Did you catch all that? You may not care, but this is how crazy it gets. But, you know, all this stuff that I'm talking about right now is approved by Congress. That's right. Apparently, this research using human cells from aborted babies was approved by the Congressional House Energy and Commerce Selective Investigative Panel on Infant Lives. That's the title of the committee. And I thought, you know, science and medicine and politicians, I thought they called aborted babies fetuses to avoid the humanistic label of infant. So here it is. It's a panel, investigative panel on infant lives. So kind of the opposite here. We're talking about dead infants, not live ones. So this congressional committee made it clear that the human infant tissue must not come from miscarriages. Well, that's interesting. Why is that? Hey, Frank, you want to guess? I don't know if he cares to guess. He's probably like shaking his head like, nope. Well, according to the Harvard Review on Fetal Tissue Research, miscarriages often happen in non-clinical settings, and the fetal tissue can be damaged. So when they say fresh tissue, that means the fetal tissue cannot have started to decay, and it has to be fresh. So immediately after the death is pronounced, the tissue has to be harvested and then preserved. So if science is figuring out, if they figure out ever how to utilize fetal tissue from miscarriages, then they're going to do it. So the deceased child is looked at as a specimen, nothing more. It's a commodity. It's an ingredient in the cauldron of science. Now, if we have, personally, I think we have crossed a line within humanity in which a baby's worth is more valuable dead than alive. This is what we're saying. And we're going to get to the money part of this in a minute. So the funding for this is really from the federal government and your tax dollars. And the FDA is, well, they've decided not to answer questions on this research that were asked of them. And I'll give you some of the questions they declined to answer. They were asked, how many babies are needed to have their tissues harvested and purchased for this research? They declined to answer. They said, does the FDA need to be alerted that an abortion is in process, it's taking place, in order to secure that fresh tissue? They didn't answer that either. Other question, what are the required minimum and maximum gestational ages of these babies for this research? Not going to answer that. And are there special methods for the abortion in order to preserve the tissue as much as possible? So is this like, you know, is there a different technique the abortionist follows in order to get this tissue for them? They didn't answer that. And the other question they didn't want to answer is, were the mothers made aware that their babies were going to be harvested for this kind of research? Nah, they didn't touch that one. So as usual, the government response was, quote, the FDA is committed to follow all legal requirements for this research to meet the highest ethical standards, end of quote. Well, I'd like to see them say that to God's face and see what a righteous God thinks of their ethical standards. So the FDA is really justifying its actions by telling the public that this research is a small fraction of the research that is, you know, being conducted in such a way that, quote, FDA says, this work has led to a better understanding of a number of conditions and diseases that affect millions of Americans. The fetal tissue obtained for this research is from a nonprofit tissue procurement organization that are in compliance with legal requirements. End of quote. Oh, that makes us feel all better, doesn't it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Frank's thinking on the same line I'm thinking. Okay. You know, I'm not sure how small this research is, because the FDA has really signed 8 such contracts since 2012. And of the 8 contracts, 7 of them involved humanized mice. So it also appears that the National Institutes of Health conducted similar research using aborted babies that were 17 to 22 weeks old. So there's your question on how old the babies are. They were bragging that they can create 40 humanized mice from one dead baby. That may give you a clue how many dead babies there are for this research. They also stated that they spent $98 million in 2017 on this research, and they're going to spend $103 million for this research this year in 2018. However, this year, the House Appropriations Committee approved a bill that funds the Department of Health and Human Services through 2019 that would prohibit the use of aborted fetal tissue for use in federal-funded research. This bill would need to pass the House and the Senate and also signed by the president to become law. So there's something for your prayer list right there. So, you know, here's a question. Why are they humanizing the mice? What in particular is this good for? Well, in the past, medical scientific research did not see the need to humanize mice, right? They just used mice. So why all of a sudden are they embarking on this course? Well, according to Bioscience Resources, they said this, quote, the human immune system created in mice allows us to test biological drug products for safety and efficiency. So the drugs do not bind to non-human species. End of quote. Uh-huh. Well, if that's the case, does this mean that all the prior scientific drug research using regular mice was a waste of time and produced bogus findings? Are the drug studies from the previous non-humanized mice worthless, and do they offer more toxic risk because of non-binding drugs in mice? Well, one way to ask, one may want to ask, what specifically are they utilizing from the babies to make humanized mice? Well, apparently, they are selecting the thymus glands and the liver of the dead babies to give mice this human immune system. And what they do is they genetically engineer the mice so they have compromised immune systems, and they implant the human tissue and then inject them with human stem cells, which they get from the human liver, and then they create a mouse with a human-like immune system. All this is supposed to, you know, expose any side effects that humans would have taking the prescription drugs because a mouse is not a human. So the FDA also posted some graphics on their website. It's like these little mice diagrams. And if you are a subscriber to the HealthQuest newsletter or the American Survival newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, you're going to get a look at these graphics. So you can subscribe for free. You just go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you subscribe there for free. And the newsletters go out each and every week and empower you with health news. You're not going to get anywhere else. All right. What do you suppose? I'm going to answer your question in just a minute there, Frank. I haven't forgotten. I have not. Are we going to see any successful changes in this area? That's a question, because changing the laws and the ethics in the scientific research that they're doing now, this area, if we wanted to change it, it's going to be a battle. It really is, because the reason is that it is well-funded, and it's backed by an industry that's standing to make huge profits. So we're talking about a lot of secretive and profitable research involving professional reputations and also prestigious titles. So the fuel is greed. And it really has little to do with curing disease. If that were not true, we'd have medical cures to many diseases by now. So we're looking at needless exploitation that's twisted in the dark side of medicine. So according to Advanced Science Without Harming Animals, the National Institute of Health spends 47% of their funds on this type of research. Want to know how much that is? Well, in 2015, their budget was $22 billion, so a little over $10 billion is being used for this research, and they've been doing it for 10 years. 10 years! 10 years? Any cures for the diseases yet? Who is benefiting from this research? Well, here's an incomplete list. I'll just run down it. The researchers, the technicians, the lab animal farms, the veterinarians hired to look after the animals, the suppliers of products to house the animals, universities, pharmaceutical companies that patent the drugs, investors, medical journals, the National Institute of Health, the Department of Defense, and other federal agencies, and also the media, because they're getting paid for direct market advertising from the pharmaceutical companies. That's right. Well, you talk about flushing some resources here. The wasted resources that scientific research is squandering is astounding. Now, if we put half the effort into living godly lives and eating clean foods, we'd have little need for this research, drugs, or surgery. So how long have we been wandering through the last 100 years only to discover more disease and not less disease? You know, modern man is really dumber than ancient rebellious Israel, for sure. You remember Deuteronomy 28? Yep, verse 60, Lord says, I'll bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which you are afraid of, and they will cleave unto you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. So, you know, God gave man dominion over the earth and all that was in it, including animals. But God reserved dominion of man for himself. So it's really unwise to sacrifice unborn babies, humanize animals, and corrupt the DNA of man. There are consequences scientists are too blind to see. Well, there are some hidden benefits, though. I want you to think positively here, because God has revealed his hidden health benefits in his medicinal herbs, and we're granted powerful benefits using herbs instead of drugs because God spoke it from Genesis to Revelation. All you have to do is read it. So great is he who speaks or seeks the Lord, and greatly he shall be blessed. Yes, yeah, seek the Lord in his ways. That's right. So unfortunately, a majority of the world population is ignoring this knowledge. And now really is the time, if you really want to, look into and learn about medicinal herbs and the miracles they offer you. So if you would like information, call Apothecary Herbs. They offer a free product catalog, and you can discover really how powerful you can be with removing drug toxins, heavy metals, and other chemicals, and discover how you can actually empower your natural immune defenses and how to strengthen your metabolism. So give them a call. Call Apothecary Herbs. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And that's where your health care options just became endless. Now, you want to take advantage. They do have their summer harvest sale going on now through the 10th. That would be tomorrow's last day. The 10th of August is the last day. So you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more through Friday the 10th. So it's automatic on the website. If your totals are $50, you're going to get the discount. If you don't do the internet, have no fear. You can call in an order and ask for the discount. Or you can write summer harvest sale, 20% off on your order form, and get it postmarked by the 10th and get the discount. So lots of ways to order, lots of ways to save. And, of course, if you're on the website, sign up for the newsletters, because you will not be disappointed in the information that is included for you each and every week. The American Survival newsletter does include some market and investment, backup currency, gold and silver update information from the folks at Financial Survival, and discount gold and silver trading. And then you also get health information in there as well. And then the Health Quest, that goes out on Tuesday. And then the Health Quest goes out on Friday, tomorrow. And that is just all about natural health stuff. So you can sign up for both. They're free. There's no subscription. And be empowered. And you can also share them with family and friends. So do that. It's a benefit. Pass on the power. That's what it's about. I can see we're going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your brain, how we can keep it alive and kicking and protect those brain waves and keep you cognitive sharp, sharp, sharp. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about your brain, how you can keep it safe. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were worried about heavy metals. And I said, have you gotten vaccines? And they said, well, you, as a kid, I'm like, well, you don't get flu shots? Well, I'll try not to do that. And I said, well, if you get vaccines, the heavy metals and vaccines go to the brain. And within 2 weeks, they migrate to the bowel, and they stay there. Until, of course, you do something about it. And so we're going to talk about how you can protect your brain. And one of those things is, you know, I would avoid the vaccines. So I've been talking a lot about the human brain over the years. And, you know, the brain, how it develops from birth to toddler age. And, you know, it can get you thinking about the possibility what could go wrong after a child is born. And there are lots of dangers you can avoid to protect your brain, your cognitive skills, even your personality, all of these traits that make us all individuals. So we're going to check this out and find out how we can protect ourselves. So let's look at our brain waves, because a lot of research has gone into a lot of neuroscience, and they've been looking at how the brain responds to a lot of environment through checking out brain scans. So they've been actually also mapping the human brain, the neurons, the synapses, the lobes of the brain. And they're trying to discover how it processes information, how it stores it and recalls it, how we learn. And, the human brain has been a fascination of scientists for a couple of hundred years. So what science has learned is that our brain really has three major components. There's the brain stem that connects to the spinal cord and the upper brain. There's the upper brain part that controls your reflexes, your involuntary functions, like breathing, heartbeat. Also, your cerebellum, which is, they say, responsible for your balance, coordination, equilibrium kind of thing. So according to the Urban Child Institute, their researchers are claiming that the first 3 years of life after the child is born is really critical for the brain's health and development. And what do we do, Frank? Soon as the babies come out of the mom, what do? To it? We inject it with a vaccine full of mercury. A heavy metal goes to the brain. What are we doing, right? So the human brain is kind of wired with a network of nerve cells called neurons. And the neurons, they're made up of a cell body that has these little branches that extend outward, and they're called dendrites. And these are dendrites are insulated with axons. And these components store a lot of energy as well as DNA, and your neurons tend to communicate with one another through this electrical impulse that can actually jump the synapse gap between the neuron to neuron. So the axons are conduits, and they are coated with these fatty substances, and they're called myelin, and they really are conduit to conduct a lot of these impulses. So think of them as the plastic on a lamp cord. That's what those are. So the human brain continues to acquire all these neurons within the first 3 years after birth. So the brain doubles the amount of neurons as it grows in size. And by the time we're 3 years of age, the brain is 80% of its adult size. And these kids are getting injected with neurotoxins from birth until they go to school. Think about how destructive that is to this brain trying to develop. So during this time, the brain is developing these synapses at a very fast rate, the fastest rate actually during its entire lifetime. So this is a critical stage. So the brain is going to have twice as many synapses and will use as many as it needs. If they do like a biopsies of brain from people who have passed away, you can see the number of synapses and neurons in a newborn compared to a 1-month-old, compared to a 9-month-old, to a 2 and then a year old, and then an adult. Just think of a bunch of spider webs that are, you know, just a few as the child begins, and then that you just get more and more and more and more of them. It looks like a very complex road system. It's almost like, you know, you can't even see the road. There's so many of them as we get into adulthood. So synapse density over time, it grows. It just grows. But let's look at the genetic code, because according to the scientists, these early stages of brain development are influenced by our environment, our diet, the genetic code we inherited. And so anything that we are exposed to or injected with does influence your brain's development and how many synapses you're going to have and how many dendrites and neurons you're going to have. So changing your diet, for instance, will change your genetic code in 6 days. So in life experiences, there's lots of things that affect the brain. So there's external stimuli that can affect the way the brain interacts and responds. There's the formation of neurons there where you remember, you know, if you go down the street and turn left, you know, there's your friend's house on the right. So all these external stimuli, a formation of neurons and helping, you know, form a memory. So this basic wiring of the brain is being developed. And it is as if the genes that you're born with have these codes, these written codes, which would be instructions, that says to them, the brain is located here, and you're going to do this over here. Your nose is located here. So all your genetic code is pretty much a written display of everything that makes you you. Same thing can happen to the brain when it's directed by physical trauma and emotional trauma. There's a result to that. There's a change to that. And a lot of times the brain has to compensate. In medical science, the shape of your brain, the brain is what they call neuroplastic. In other words, it's adaptable. They've actually done cranial shaping. Frank, have you ever heard about that? Where people have misshapen heads, you know, when they were born with them. And this is why some of the ancient civilizations where they've dug up dead people and their skull is elongated, is because they manipulated it into that shape. Cause it's very neuroplastic. So people have gone for those, skull reshaping. It's little by little that they reshape your skull so it's more rounded and pretty. A lot of people have emotional responses to that when that's happening to them. Now, we all started life pretty much the same way. We're in the womb. The brain has begun to live in the first trimester, the first 90 days. And in just 2 to 8 weeks after the conception, the brain begins to form in what is called the embryonic period. And then in 7 weeks, the neural connections permit the baby to move for the first time. So the human brain continues to mature during the second and third trimesters, such as, you know, establishing the fetal breathing and other reflexes, both voluntary and involuntary. So when a baby arrives into the world, the brain continues to develop and sound is a teaching tool for infants. Vision comes along later and helps the baby improve their motor skills. But by the age of 3 months, the baby actually can recognize faces like your mother and father and certain things in the environment around them. So the language circuitry in the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain are finishing consolidating. So their efforts in the first year of life is when language skills start to come up for the baby. So at this point, babies typically can distinguish between their native language that's being spoken, and they can tell when a foreign language is being spoken. Now, our brains are wired for the language spoken in the home within the first year. So your brain is going to gravitate towards that. So because the brain tends to acclimate to the language spoken around us, this may be why, you know, it's more difficult to learn a different language as we get older. So by the age of 2, the language area of the brain has evolved with more synapses and it making its interconnection pathways, and it's increased its myelination on the nerves that protect them and help them to function in these complex tasks that the toddler is learning. Now, self-awareness also develops during this age, when they're in their toddler age. So at age 3, the prefrontal cortex has also matured and is resulting in more complex cognitive abilities like phrases. You know, they start, you know, putting phrases together. They understand also what yesterday means and what today means and what tomorrow means. And they can understand now what cause and effect is. Okay. So in other words, you pull the dog's tail, he's going to bite you. You know, they understand that. Let's touch on that real quick, the vaccine thing, because when we look at how fragile the brain development is in the first couple of years of life and what could possibly alter it, you have to look at the effects of vaccines that have a lot of heavy metals in them and also diseases in them. Now, the people at Med broadcast.com, they actually listed some risks to the brain with regard to childhood vaccines. Currently, the vaccine schedule for children has listed vaccines for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, 15 to 18 months, 9 months, and 24 months. So boosters are given about after, you know, so many months. There's an accumulative effect of all these toxic metals. Boosters are given also then after they start to attend school. So there's this constant bombardment of disease and heavy metals. Well, let's look at the MMR shot, the measles, mumps, and rubella shot. This vaccine has a really high risk of causing brain inflammation called encephalitis, which can cause convulsions, deafness, and even brain damage. So the first dose of this vaccine is given at 12 months, and this can certainly derail the developing brain's it can change the wiring in the brain a bit. And it, in cases where there's been a reaction to the vaccine, some children have this disruption in their language area of the brain. Okay, so not all of them do, but some of them do. So this is those areas of the brain that are developing, and you can get damage there. Now, there's also meningitis. The vaccine is used, the MMR vaccine is used for protection, supposedly, of inflammation, of the neurological areas, especially the membrane that covers your brain and your spinal cord, the myelination area. So without adequate myelination, it's called a sheath, the nerves there don't get adequate signal communication. It's not a conduit. Medical science gives this vaccine starting at 2 months through the age 18 months, and damage in this area can result in low IQ, HDAD, autism, and other neurological dysfunction because we're interrupting the development of the myelin sheath that is the coating of your spinal cord and some of your brain that protects it with proper electrical impulses. So the disease itself that is in this vaccine causes a lot of damage to the spinal cord, the brain. You can have loss of hearing, and in some instances, those can be permanent to the child. Now, of course, you're not going to hear all this stuff. I mean, these types of horror stories are typically not published and broadcast, and because parents would run like heck and take their kids with them. Pertussis, the whooping cough. This is a bacteria infecting the pulmonary system and can lead to complications like pneumonia, convulsions, encephalitis, inflamed brain, and death. And this is given at 2 months and 15 months. And this is the time when infants rely on their hearing and vision to connect with the environment and to learn. Think about that. So if we're affecting those areas of the brain, kids are going to be slow in their developments. Now, there are other vaccines, of course, that parents are advised to allow their children to get, like influenza vaccines, polio, the chicken pox, pneumonia, rotavirus for diarrhea, hepatitis vaccines, and later the HPV papilloma virus vaccines. So just imagine the cumulative mercury effect in the brain there. All right, so in some instances, research has shown that vaccines can cause a lot of immune system dysfunction or even confusion in the immune system called autoimmune disease. And there is a faulty communication between the electrical and the chemical signals going to the immune system, and it thinks that self is an invading pathogen. So it is possible the childhood vaccines are rewiring the brain there. Autoimmune disease is a 21st century disease of the ones that were not written of in the book of the law, right? And one study in 2013 from the University of Rochester Medical Center suggests that brain injury was the cause of autoimmune disease, creating this multiple sclerosis-type response. So an assault on the brain is trauma, whether it be a football in trauma impact or metal toxicity from vaccines that travel to the brain within 14 days, then they go to the bowel. It's trauma nonetheless, right? I mean, I think, personally, the vaccine trauma is like getting in a football game without a helmet. That's what I think. All right, so there's going to be more vaccines in the future as they go and science updates and messes around with zoonotic plagues, which are taking animal diseases and making humans susceptible to them. That's laboratory induced. We're going to see more vaccines to protect us from that. The Zika is an example, the Zika virus, the primate adenoviruses, bat viruses. I mean, there's more of these plagues not written of in the book of the law that you're going to be encouraged to get vaccinated against. But it's not really a protection against the disease. It's vaccinating you with the disease. And I believe that most of these are going to be introduced for adult use in pandemic events, mixed in with influenza vaccines. I think that's what you're going to be seeing. So you want to protect your brain. Within a generation, though, the medical establishment has jumped from 6 vaccines before the age of 5 with boosters, 24 doses, to 16 vaccines and 69 doses of boosters. So with this jump, we see more neurological damage that the medical science ignores. Children are having more difficulty with language skills and are delayed, have lower IQs. Many children are having difficulty sleeping through the night and having anger problems, and these are all because of the vaccines. I mean, it's not normal for kids being 5 years of age and have not slept through the night yet. So if your diet can change your DNA within a few days, less than a week, or if environmental experiences can change your brain, rewire it, think about what the vaccines full of disease and toxins are doing. So I have, you know, conversations with people a lot of the time, and they're amazed. They're amazed that I can remove toxins. How do you do that? They didn't know. Now, so if people perish for lack of knowledge, so now's the time to learn how to do that. Protect yourself. Reverse a lot of these toxicity-induced diseases. I mean, you know, God's word doesn't come back void. So if he promises his herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations and God can't lie, you can take that to the bank. Absolutely. So stand on those promises. That's what I say. Have that faith that God's looking to develop in you. And you have that power right now. So if you want to learn how to cleanse and nourish your system for better health, you want to remove those heavy metals and radioactive particles, and, you know, strengthen your immune system, your metabolism. You know, because if you don't strengthen something, it gets weaker. And if it gets weaker, then you're going to have a system failure at some point. And unfortunately, this is what a lot of modern medicine is doing. They're promoting weakness, dependency, and system failure. I have to laugh. I have to laugh. There's a list of foods that protect your eyes from cataracts, but modern medicine's not interested in telling you how to do that. They're not even interested in telling you you got cataracts started. Your doctors won't tell you. They'll just wait until you can't see, and then it's surgery time. So disease management is not the same as a cure. I think people are starting, finally, to waken up about that. Right? They don't want to be a patient for life. They don't want to be relying on these meds because at some point my metabolism is going to use these so much as a crutch that if I can't get these drugs at some point, whether, you know, maybe I'm poor and destitute or the drug companies quit making them or there's some sort of catastrophe, what do you do then? You talk about being held hostage to a medicine. Now, God doesn't want you to be a hostage. He doesn't want you to be weak. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be well, right? Absolutely. So if you're looking in scripture for those passages, Genesis chapter 1, 29 through 30, God's telling you he created the herbs for you to eat and for convenience, for strength. And then in Psalms 104:14, King David is inspired to say they're here for the service of man. And then, of course, we read in Revelations chapter 2:22, the herbs will heal the nations. So herbs can do that. People go, herbs can do that? I'm like, yeah. Think about this. Modern medicine used to take and isolate specific chemical nutrients from herbs to make their drugs. And they did that so they can patent it. They had, if they couldn't change it, they couldn't patent it. But they left behind a lot of the important chemistry that made that strong alkaloid work right. So this is why drugs give you side effects. So when you get the herbs in their full chemistry, whole food state, you get the benefits without the risk. Isn't that great? You know, God did that. God did that. I've seen miracles happen. And I'm trying to pass on that encouragement and give you some hope out there, because all is not lost. But the sooner you get to it, and whatever the problem is, the better off it's going to be, because there is such a thing as waiting to the 11th hour, you know, and then you got real problems. So you want to take care of it as soon as you can. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They will send you a free product catalog, absolutely free of charge. I heard a lady call me today. She goes, is it free? I'm like, yes, ma'am. She goes, thank you. I'm like, you're welcome. The number is toll free at 866-229-3663. I'm trying to slow this down, Frank, because people tell me I go through the number too quick. Do I go through the number too quick? I guess I do. 866-229-3663. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They're whole food, certified organic, plant-based supplement, total chemistry God put there, still there. And you can utilize all that. And it's not rocket science. It's not. You learn how to cleanse. You learn how to use certain herbs to nourish your body, super infused nutrition. You'll learn how to protect and empower your immune system. And you'll learn how to take your metabolic functions like cardio, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, and help them out. You know, strengthen the metabolism so you don't have to be dependent on drugs. That's right. And that's the other thing I pointed out to a lady today. I said, no, you're not supposed to be on the herbs for life. It's to strengthen you. Of course, you know, make sure you got clean living. And that's it. You're not supposed to have to take them every day, just like prescriptions. And she was like, oh, what a concept. I know. It's just empowering. That's what I love about it. All right, so go to thepowerherbs.com. If you do the internet, do sign up for the newsletters. They are absolutely free. It's under the Books and Newsletters tab. You can also check out for free with a catalog, which will be mailed to you. Of course, if you don't do the internet, just call the toll-free at 866-229-3663 and request a free catalog be sent to you. That's fine. There is a catalog hotline at the end of that number. You can just push the extension and leave your information. Or if you want to talk to somebody live, there is someone with a pulse that will pick up. Okay? So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, tomorrow's the last day of the summer harvest sale. If you want to save 20% on your orders of $50 or more, it ends tomorrow. So do take advantage of that. It's automatic on the website, but you can ask for it over the phone or write it on your order form and get your order postmarked by tomorrow, and you'll save 20%. I know I'm out of time, but I've enjoyed every single second, and I'll be back next week. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, cure, prevent, or treat disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.